Kindergarten daf Masechet Rosh Hashanah daf. Here at the beginning of the base, beginning of Tezmasa, beginning with the Gemara in Noitin. Can't plant, which Mishnah in Perek Beis. The Shvi'ez Tishvi says it's the second Perek of Masechet the Shvi'ez Mishnah Va. Next Tezmasa, the beginning with the words the Gemara Shleishim Shleishim. Oh, this we say 30 days, not just 30 days, 30 and 30. Which Pesach according to Rashi explains that Shleishim Leklit there's 30 days to take root, but Shleishim Tesev Shvi'ez and you need 30 days for the addition of Shemitah when it starts earlier, meaning to be inish late neglected, but you have to make sure that it doesn't take root in that additional part. So it first takes 30 days to take root, and it has to be 30 days before, so that's not planted in the Tesevah Shviz. Which for Kashra Ben Tam, it's difficult to Ben Tam. First of all, the Beloshna Mishnah ain't Mashmek. First of all, the wording Mishnah doesn't sound like this. Pirish, get the Arab Tesevah Shviz class. Not even talking about the addition of Shemitah, El Beklita. So we're going to take a root. So what are you saying that it's adding on the Klita? When it doesn't mean and Shemitah, it's only talking about Klita. Void Moro, but MK and my Kashali, but if that's the case, you're going to add on what it doesn't say. So what's the Gemara that's difficult? If you want to see the Brice that we mentioned before, it's like a Beleza. Haki Heichad, but what you can't, because it's not just 30, he holds at 60. What do you mean? Kahechad, the Masnin, the Shviz, Katan Lama, just like the Mishnah, the Shviz, it only says 30. Umukmele, Beklita, Beleishlash, Mutazeb, but you tell me it's talking about just regarding taking root. But without, it didn't take into consideration 30 days of Tezebes. So here also you can say the same thing. This said it says 30 days, but it's 30 of taking root without that of Tezebes. But yeah, but you have to add that on, and maybe it could be like a blessing. Void more of the command, the Gemara later on the Gimel and Beis, Gabi Oris Vedeicha, the Progin Meshumshmin, regarding the rice, and the milk, and the poppy, and the sesame seeds, the Mechalkal and Shviyas, with differentiates regarding the laws of Shemitah, Bein Hashrish, Lepnei Rosh Hashanah, Lashrish, Lach, Rosh Hashanah, where regarding kidneys, it depends on Hashrash to take root. It makes a difference if it took root before Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, Mashmah sounds like Lechashina, Mashmah, Shrish, Bate Seva, sounds like we're not concerned that it took root in that additional part of the 30 days before, because the Gitanish Shviyas, the Meiser, we compared the laws of Shemitah to Meiser, just like Meiser go all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, so it sounds like Shemitah that you could. So Rav Mefasher Ben Tam Rav Ben Tam explains all the coming of Nachman. What does Rav Nachman say? The Dibra Imalam Alekli the Beshvi is this Rav this that according to the one that holds that it needs 30 days to take root that it shouldn't be a problem with Shemitah. So Shleishim Shleishim not regarding Shemitah but in or regarding the laws of the fruits in the first 3 years. Pirish. The laws of the first Shemitah. It's not going to explain the Mishnah, but the Elam Arla rather they come and explain from the laws of Arla. The Lin Shvi is regarding the laws of Shemitah. Lechishim we're not concerned. Elo Shleitik the Beshvi is Atma only going to take root in the Shemitah year itself. And Rabbi Huda declares the beginning of Yom Kippur, that takes root within 3 days. But Lekaim, even though it's within 30 days, let him maintain it. Kibbutz Nikla B'Shvi, since it didn't take root in the laws of Shemitah, in the year Shemitah, Abish not to be Isser, even though you planted in the prohibitory time at the Sevet Shvi's in the additional part of Shemitah, Gimel Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, doesn't make a difference because it didn't take root on Shemitah, only in that Tesevet's part. Regarding rice and millet and poppy and sesame seeds, Rasin be isim alocha de rice, so that the planting is isim alocha de rice. It says a mikro chavei says you shouldn't plant. The asubat tesevah shviz and it's also forbidden in the tesevah shviz. Mekom makom like a shin, still not concerned. But that's what the Gemara is saying over there. As long as it takes root before Shoshana. Now, the Ma'aseh Masevah all this that the Gemara brings in Yevamos Tavach Pei Gimel Alf. Hod Rav Nachman brings this teaching of Rav Nachman. About Halacha Rav Yisrael, and since Halacha Rav Yisrael, like Rav Yisrael, Andreganus Barakava, regarding Andreganus that we don't know, but Zarchan Nekeva, and Barakava regarding grafting that you need to have 2 weeks, and Rav Nachman saying and 30 days. Lama Shem does Rav Nachman first Masin Nashviz. Not because he's come to explain it on the laws of Shemitah. The Ma'aseh Lemei Marei that is only bring it to Aflin or Halacha Rav Yisrael rather than regarding Erla. Halacha Rav Yisrael like Taisa saying that we need 2 weeks and 30 days, but not regarding the laws of Shemitah, as Tosafot explained by him. Oh, it could be like a mayor. Why? Because he needs 30 days, and that 30 days also is Yamecha B'Shan, Chash B'Shan, it's going to count either way. Now, Tosafot said, Perek in the Zog, the Mark, Gidna, the Dal, Manavga, Behodim, and the mayor. Mayor says, Nate B'Shevi, someone plants in the Shemitah year. Be M'Shevi, M'Mez Yaakov, it does it whether by mistake or deliberately. Even either way, you have to uproot it since it was planted in the Shemitah year. Kamar, he says, Bechitim Shabbos Nami. We're going to say maybe Shabbos also. Why? Because then the Mikla Yom Shalishim Shabbos. Maybe the day 30 is going to come out backwards. You're going to see it was on Shabbos. The Nut Bahu Yema Salkele Shaitim. Oh, then if he planted that day, that's going to be 30 days to be a year. And be Eloi. And if not, Loi Salkele Shaitim, it's not going to be that it was a year. So since 30 days is a year, so if you're going to be able to eat it later on, they're going to wonder exactly how was it that amount of time. They're going to go backwards. They're going to see that it was on Shabbos. So Tosafot explains, Lein look at Lamed. Not saying, oh, 30 days, Mishum Nebo Yishleishim Lech Hashanah, because you need to have 30 days to be considered a year, and that's how they would calculate backwards like they do by the Shemitah years. No. So there may be Echad Sagit, like we're saying over here, and Asugi, according to May, 1 day is enough to be considered a year. Mishum Klit, to Nukalam, and only it's counting 30 days because it has to take root, as we're saying over here in the Devar Maskel, you need both. No, me perikis. It's definitely not women. The Gemara needed them. Him enough. Actually, Mashmal says it sounds like a little bit ikat tana remeir. The Amalama that actually there is a tana kwan remeir that actually needed 30 days, and therefore that would be pashid. It has to be 30 days to be considered as a year, simply for the laws of it being considered as a year, and they would calculate backwards to see that how many years it was regarding the years of the mice and the years of the arla and so on. To the next test, Matta Begimur Zigmara, Medakati Yamechot with the aisle. You see, it's only been one day, because Korah Leshon is called the year. As Tosfos explained, the Efshalim, because you cannot see the Shon Hashem's Lamabel Ha'isa, that it was the second year of the Mabel. But the reason why it doesn't consider as a year, Shondakati La'ail El Yamechot, because it only entered one day, because Aksib Karachin is another passing in Bereish, that says, B'chidish Hashem in the second month, B'shibbe V'esim Yim L'chidish, on the 27th day of the month, like Sibish, it doesn't say 602nd year. Abish Nixon Lashleshma, although there it's already been 30 days, because you already went through the first month and the second month. So you see that obviously that it was one day in the into the second year, and you can't say that it's not considered a year, and that's just calling it the first year. No, because you see even after 30 days, it's still calling it the 601st year. So obviously it was going into the 601st year, and that already started on day number one. Now, Bishamidag, the Yisham makes a dig from elsewhere. Like Sivan the Pasik said, Yibachid tradition was in the first month, Bashan in the second year, Bechelachidish in the first of the month, Hokama Mishkan, the Mishkan was erected. The Lailal Yamechad is only one day into the new year, because Lishan is called the second year, because the Amish Lichas Haya, if he said no, actually it was actually the third year, and it's actually calling the second year, because actually one day in the year is not a year, similar to what we just said before. Since only when one day therefore actually is not counted, can't say the book because it's a similar type of answer. It says there's calling it the second year, even though it was much further along. Obviously, it was in that year, and because one day in the year is considered already as a year. Next, his master begins with the Gemara Mechlad the Tavayu. The inference is that both of them who remember Belazas, really that they both hold, but Nisan never in the world is created Nisan. Because both of them agree is always at the Chalashon at the beginning of the year. Appears because Al Kol Moed Emun agrees to breach no Nisan that first month of Nisan. The Nisan creation Nisan called the first. It's like it says in Shemais Chalish Alchem Begaymer Rishon that we see that it's the first month of the year, and therefore that's proof that the whole world was created in Nisan. Now, Pirish Bukhan Rashi explained to Lugasinli, no, that not to have this gear, because the Democrat Belazah really, maybe they actually hold like a Belazah. By Rishon, and this Rishon is Lav Nisan, who? Ela Tisha, it's actually Tisha. Nisha Rishon, Brisa Oilam, and because it's the first from the creation of the world, Lamina Shonim, and from the count of the years, that's like actually correlated Rishon. That's called Rishon. And actually, beside the Oilam Tanya Behedya, says Rashi, that the Brisa says explicitly, Rebelazah, high Rishon is Tisha. But since it's a novenir loam gersin, I know that we would have this text. And Tosh says, "V'dayk mahad." The inference is from this. The misa, because if you would say this repetition about the world is created in Tishri, "Dilma hai rishon nisan." Maybe this rishon then is nisan. Currently, rishon. Why is it called rishon? Lefuish rishon lagadosh. The first of the months. And then v'oben mabul shon mechetzi. Then it would be that the mabul is already a year and a half. V'surli teidik mina. And then you wouldn't be able to infer from that yemechad b'shana chash b'shana, because it's been already 6 months. And the fact that everyone's agreeing that yemechad b'shana chash b'shana, obviously that benisan, that they hold benisan never ha'oil.